Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Louise, thank you very much for that. Now, bin companies could increase their prices in order to make up the money they've lost since the introduction of the deposit return scheme. They say that the bottles and cans are the most valuable items in household green bins, and because of the new scheme, they could lose up to €15 million a year. To discuss this further, we're joined by Oisín Smith, Minister of State at the Department of Environment, Climate and Communications, and Labour Senator Marie Sherlock, and you're both very welcome to the programme. Minister, I'll come to yourself first. Is a price increase for bin collections on the horizon then?
I don't think it is. I saw that headline today, but I don't see why they would put up their prices. I asked the Irish Waste Management Association to tell me if they have a problem, to show me evidence that they are losing money, but it's not clear to me that they are, and I haven't got that information yet. You know, I think that although most people are using the deposit return scheme, we're getting back. We've had 244 million bottles and cans returned. There are still some people putting their bottles and cans into the recycling bin. And I think that the bin companies, that's a very valuable thing for them to recover. So it's not clear to me that they are losing money on this. And if they provide me with some evidence, I'll certainly look at it. But I was kind of surprised to see that article today because I'm in talks with them already.
Yeah, there are more than 200 million plastic and metal containers, as I think you alluded to, that they're being processed since the deposit return scheme began in February. And what we're being told is that cans, which can be recycled indefinitely, are worth €800 to €1,400 a tonne. So if half of those cans even are now going towards the deposit return scheme instead of into the green bins, you can see how they would be losing money.
No, I can't, because a bottle or a can is worth up to seven times, you know, the deposit is seven times the recycling value. So if you're getting, a bag of cans into a recycling bag and it's going back to the recycling facility, they can return those and get the money from them. So it isn't clear to me that they're losing money yet. And I've asked them for evidence. If they can show me that, then I can try and work out a solution with them. But it's simply not clear. And it is the first full month of operation of the scheme. So up till June, we were in that transition period. There was old stock on the shelves. Some of the bottles and cans on the shelves didn't have logos on them. You couldn't get a deposit back. But since the last month, it's now been very simple to understand. Every drink, every bottle and can on the shelf can be returned for money. And we're seeing a huge number of them being returned. I mean, the average person in Ireland has now brought back 50 cans and bottles.
Sure, I understand that. And indeed, we discussed that on the show last week, that it does seem to be getting traction among people. The problem, though, that we're discussing today, or the potential problem, is that the waste companies are saying this is costing them money and they're going to pass that on to the consumer. Now, I know you're saying that isn't clear to you that that is happening and that evidence hasn't been provided to you. If evidence is provided to you in the next couple of months, what happens then?
I'm absolutely open to working with them to see if we can find a solution on it. But, you know,
what would that solution be?
We can find a way. Like, the market has been arranged by the state, you know, that the waste collection market is heavily regulated, and I'm happy to look at whatever they propose, whatever they suggest. I'm open to suggestion, but I don't believe that they are losing money.
But if they can provide evidence that they are losing money over the next couple of months, would the government subsidise the waste management companies to fill in the money that they're losing so that prices don't increase for the consumer?
The market lit up with a whole series of subsidies and taxes across waste regulation that affect producers. There are fees on producers, and there are subsidies to waste collectors and recyclers. And we can look at the whole market and see what's possible. But at the moment, I believe that a lot of waste collectors are actually collecting a lot of bottles and cans that are valuable, that have deposits on them. I think people have come to understand that these are valuable things. They don't get left on the ground anymore. They get picked up and returned. And it's not clear to me that they're not making more money out of this than they were before. So I was very surprised to see that report this morning. Right. And my first instinct is that I don't have any evidence to support
it. Okay, but for people sitting at home who saw that report this morning and are seeing sources quoted in that report saying that it's going to cost waste management companies €15 million a year, and that's going to be passed on to the consumer. What is the message from government this evening? That if there is a cost to waste management companies, and if they can prove it, that government will subsidise waste management companies and bin charges won't go up. Is that the message?
One thing I noticed in the last couple of months is a lot of waste companies removing their tariff from their website. So it's not clear when you look up a particular waste company how much they're charging for bins where. And in fact, they seem to be charging different amounts in different villages and towns around Ireland, or even to different people living on the same street. So what I want to see is more transparency. And I think that is an answer to this. Because if you say you're going to put up your prices, the immediate question is, well, what are they now and what will they be in the future? So I think transparency is incredibly important. I think that in response to seeing these tariffs being removed from company websites, I've been speaking to the National Waste Collection Permit Office, and when waste collectors get their license, I want to make it a license condition that they have to show their prices on their website so that there can be proper price comparison and people can see which companies are offering better value. Because there are obviously a lot of companies competing, trying to offer this service. And in fact,
that would be useful for consumers to be able to see price comparison. But just once more, and I want to bring in Marie Sherlock, what will government do if bin companies say they're increasing their prices? That's the question.
Well, I'd have to see that they are. For a start, they haven't increased their prices. Okay. I don't see evidence that their profits have gone down or that they've been cut into. So I can't see that at the moment. And I don't know. This was an anonymous report, so I don't even know which company it was that said it. So is kind of a vague indication from an anonymous company that they might put up their price at some point in the future.
We'll bring in Senator Marie Sherlock.
I'm open to talking to somebody if there is a problem, but I haven't been given the evidence, even though I've been looking for it for months.
All right, we'll bring in Senator Marie Sherlock. And what do you make of this?
Well, Sarah, I suppose, look, the threat by bin companies of price hike exposes the dysfunction within the existing system of waste collection in this country. That we have a good scheme, the deposit return scheme, which encourages people to recycle. Because that scheme is hitting the profit base, because it's hitting the margins of the bin collection companies, we're now likely to see households facing higher domestic refuse charges. And to be honest, that is perverse. And the minister can talk about monitoring the situation and all of that. But the reality is that he doesn't have any power to intervene in terms of controlling cost for waste management for waste collection in this country. And, I think there's a wider issue here that we have bin companies that are effectively creaming profits from collecting the waste, household waste. You have local authorities then who have to effectively clean up the mess in terms of illegal dumping and littering and provide the free recycling and composting services. And then we have government coming in and rightly issuing regulations and legislation with regards to greater composting and recycling, but they have formed no view as to who should be doing it. So while households should be benefiting from the regulations, instead, they're being failed because they're actually seeing a threat of a price increase.
Okay.
So we need to see an overhaul of the whole system of waste collection in this country.
Towards what? What would that overhaul look like?
Well, I think in the first instance, we need to see greater investment into waste collection. So in terms of shared collection points, in terms of greater recycling and composting facilities. So if we're to see that, if we're to see greater control over costs, then, we in the Labour Party strongly believe we need to move to a system where you've got a single operator across a local authority area, or indeed a number of local authorities. So this notion at the moment that you've got competition in the market, so a number of operators in certain areas, and then in other areas like Dublin 15 or in some parts of the country, one operator or indeed no operator at all, there is an issue there. So we want to see a single tender, a single operator in an area where at least then you can control the price to a far greater extent.
Or do you need to have a more expensive option because you're reducing competition?
I think this is the thing, Sarah. When you look at what is actually happening on the ground, what has competition delivered for people? One company has increased prices by 48% in the last 2 years. So any of your, half of your listeners in Dublin will be a customer of one of those companies. Mm. Another company has increased by 12%. The general waste bin over the past 12 months. So the thing is, we don't have real competition here. What we actually have is increasing concentration of power in two companies in particular. And in the Midlands, we know that there's a real concern about the sale of AES, which is owned by Gordon and Mona, to one of these two big companies. So there isn't real competition here. And I think if you talk to people in many parts of this country, they will tell you they don't have real choice. There's one or two operators at most, and they are increasing the prices, and households have to take those price increases.
All right.
They're not able to exert any control of what prices are.
I just want to go back to the Minister briefly on the idea of the deposit return scheme impacting the companies. And I hear what you're saying, Minister, that you haven't been given the evidence of that yet. But you can see how that could happen if these bottles and cans are being taken out of the green bins and now being put in the deposit return scheme machines instead. And if that is happening, because it seems to be what's happening, that's what the waste management companies are saying is happening, does that mean now we have bin companies bin trucks driving around the country half empty while people are getting into their cars for single journeys to drive to the shop to return their cans and bottles? You know, is the whole thing just not thought through?
No, I don't think we have bin trucks empty. And I think that if that were happening, I think I'd hear that from the industry and they'd be able to provide me with some evidence on that. In terms of people making special trips to the shop to bring back their bottles and cans, the idea is that you bring back your bottles and cans when you're on your way to the shop anyway, at the time of your regular shop.
Yeah, but you're
shop.
Being told not
and
to do it on a Saturday
Sarah,
or Sunday now, aren't you?
The
Which is when
is,
a lot of people
Sarah,
do their regular shops and you're being told not to do it then.
Sarah, if you think about the system that exists for glass bottles, you know, you collect very heavy glass bottles, you bring them to a very inconvenient place, you put them back, you don't get any money. And people are used to that. It's their habit. Bringing back plastic bottles and aluminium cans is much more convenient than bringing back glass. And it's something that has, you know, it's obviously something very new. But over the last 4 months, I think
no, I understand.
Have got
but
the shops
I suppose the point of the
too,
question that I'm asking you is: now we have bin trucks driving around, whose job it was to collect this waste. They're still driving around doing those trips every Wednesday or Thursday or whatever day the bin collection. So they're still driving around creating the emissions that they're creating, while people are now getting in their cars to drive to the shop to also do this job that the bin trucks were doing. So are you not creating emissions in all this extra driving?
I really don't think so. And I think that people are making those trips to the shop anyway. I don't think it creates additional journeys.
Okay.
I think that people have contacted me to tell me that they're putting out their bins less frequently because they're not filling up as fast. They don't have cans and bottles in
but
them.
But that's the point,
and so they're
though.
Saving on the lift
that's
charge.
The point
they're
from,
saving on the lift charge.
No,
that
I understand, but
their,
that is the point
local waste company.
From the bin companies. That's the point, because their bins are less empty, or their bins are emptier rather. They have less in them. So now the bin trucks are driving around picking up bins that are half empty. That's
yeah,
the point.
But the bin companies are still collecting a certain number of cans and bottles that have deposits on them. And those deposits are worth far more than the recycling value of the cans and bottles involved.
Okay, I want to ask you briefly, if you don't mind.
It's not clear to me that they're not making more money out of this than they were in the old scheme. And I would have to see evidence to support that. And because we're at the start of the scheme, we've had the first full month, I can understand why it's taking them some time to give me that information. But if I see it, and if it's clear that there has been a change in the market, then I'm absolutely open to discussing with them what we can do.
All right. I want to ask you briefly about the plan for Dublin City Transport, because we were speaking to Minister Emer Higgins earlier, the Junior Minister of State for Retail and Business, and she met with Dublin City Council earlier because she wants to delay the Dublin City Transport Plan until early next year anyway, at the very latest. She says that retail business are just not ready, that they're worried that footfall is being reduced, that they're worried about their own businesses and the lead into Christmas. What's your response to that?
Well, you know, I'm a TD for Dunleary, so it's not my area. And, you know, I'm not a minister for traffic. But what I would say is that when I go into Dublin City Centre in a bus, one of the worst things is being caught in traffic. And I think that's what this scheme is all about. It's about people caught in traffic in buses, because most people going into Dublin City every morning, most commuters are in public transport, and most of those people are in buses. And if the buses holding 100 people are being held up by cars, it absolutely makes sense to improve priority for buses. And, you know, it's described as the Dublin, very grandly, the Dublin City Transport Scheme. All it is two short bus lanes and a no left turn. Mm. And to make any tiny change, I'm very surprised that people would come out against it. There was a long public consultation. There was a vote and a democratic debate in Dublin City Council. They just had an election. I don't think it's the time to step in and say, let's not do this for months or years, because, you know, maybe there'll be a problem. I think it's going to increase the number of people who can get into Dublin City Centre, and that means more business for shops, more business in the city centre, and just shorter journey times for people. So I think it's actually a very positive thing, but also a very modest scheme.
All right.
And I don't think it should be held up by people saying we should delay it or cancel it.
Marie, briefly, your view on this?
Well, look, anybody sitting in a car in traffic now in the middle of Dublin will tell you that Dublin is hugely congested. And even as a cyclist, I find it hard to get around during rush hour. So I think the key thing here is that, you know, I get if you're solely reliant on the car, you know, people are apprehensive. And for businesses, I get that they're apprehensive. But the reality is Dublin is gridlocked. There has to be change. We can't keep long fingering it. And when the minister talks, when Minister Higgins talks about jobs, well, you know, maybe she should be talking to the tradespeople who are trying to actually get around our city, or the taxi drivers or the delivery people, because they're stuck in the gridlock as well. And I suppose there's been a lot of talk of retailers, but there hasn't been talk about the other people at work trying to get around our city. And we need to make it easier for them to get around, as opposed to being part of that huge congestion, which really is making nobody happy, is not serving anybody well. And we have to ensure that we change the traffic flows in Dublin so that everybody can get around a bit easier.
Thank you both very much for joining us. That's Minister of State at the Department of Environment, Climate and Communications, Oisin Smith, and Labour Senator Marie Sherlock.